They who wait upon the Lord includes you and me. We are among those who are learning to wait upon the Lord. And as it turns out, in terms of the world of sacred music and world of religious music, I have to admit that piece of music is one of the pieces I wish that I had written. I think the music matches the lyrics that are pulled from Isaiah chapter 40. And in fact, we're going to go to Isaiah chapter 40 toward the end of this message today. They shall soar like eagles, they who wait upon the Lord. Do you find yourself waiting upon the Lord, brethren, from time to time? Do you find yourself waiting on Him every day in some way? I want to follow up on the challenge I had offered a few months ago in the sermon in which I asked, does each of us have an emergency response protocol for the trials in our lives, for the tribulations, both long-term but also the spontaneous ones? The simple answer that I gave at the time was that you and I should be asking, well, what did Jesus do when He was on the earth, and what would He do if He were here among us now? Brethren, that's our emergency response. So if I didn't make that entirely clear a few months ago, let's get started with that idea right here and right now. What is a good basis for an emergency response to any kind of tribulation, any kind of trial, both long-term and spontaneous? Well, what would Jesus do in the same circumstances? How would He respond? Well, Jesus is the template for our behavior. 1 John makes that very clear. In fact, He's the reason why we call ourselves Christians. Jesus Christ is the reason we call ourselves Christians. But before we take this a little bit farther today, I thought I would ask us, where are we right now in God's plan? Well, in this particular sacred year, we now sit between the waving of the barley wave sheaf at just